Roger Grossman back in the Tiger Den. Warsaw 60 and Angola 31. Looking at the stats after three quarters, Warsaw 23 of 41 for the field, 56%, 10 of 22 from three-point range, 4 of 7 at the line. Angola 12 of 39 for the field, 31%, 3 of 18 for the three-point arc, 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Angola, 27-24. And there's a turnover by the Lady Tigers. Bad pass trying to get the ball to Winchester down to the post. And that's Warsaw's first turnover of the second half. They went the entire third quarter without one. Warsaw with the Warsaw back on defense as Angola puts the ball in and heads down to the east end of the Tiger Den. Our last game here for girls basketball in the Tiger Den. We want to thank the athletic department who helps us. And we enjoy this partnership on the Tiger Broadcast Network. A spin by Caswell, and she's fouled by Bricker. That's her second, first against either team in the fourth quarter. Also want to thank the people in the janitorial staff. Most of the time, the last people out are me and them. And those are fun people to be around. They have a good time in here cleaning up after all the fans go home as Caswell puts the free throw up and in. I enjoy watching them. They don't come up and talk to me. They're busy. They're trying to get all the popcorn blown out the sides and get this plane cleaned up for school tomorrow. Caswell makes both. She's got 8 points, and it's 60-33 Lady Tigers. But I enjoy watching them give each other a hard time, yell at each other, make fun of each other. It's a hoot. Bricker on the weave. Spin to the lane, turning, shooting, and hitting again. 22 for Bricker. 62-33. Warsaw leads by 29 with 7 minutes left to go. Right side to Stillman. Stillman will slowly walk it backwards out to the left side. She has a big leg brace on that left leg. Down inside, ball knocked away by Bricker. No, it's saved inbounds. Saved into a new kid. That's Anna McClure. Three by Caswell. Off the mark. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Long pass down the court. Tipped away. Zartman dies for it. And a timeout's called by Warsaw. Timeout, Lady Tigers. 6:37 left to go, fourth quarter. Warsaw 62 and Angola 33. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 6:37 left to go in the game. Warsaw about to run the table in the second half of the season. Well, the last third of the season, I should say. About to go 6-0 since we flipped the calendar over to 2024. Warsaw 62, Angola 33. Lenny Krebs still with starters out there and important players. As a matter of fact, Vilma and Wren are in the game, and otherwise, you have starters out there. Ball knocked away at midcourt. Reinhard, the one who tipped it out, hit the scorer's table. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Also, want to say a special thank you to people like Terry Berg and the Timmons, Keaton Anderson, who are not just people that I see at basketball games, but good friends, and I enjoy sharing the experience of broadcasting Lady Tiger basketball by seeing them so often. Winchester from Vilma down in the lane. Brooke now with 14 points. Warsaw, 64-33 leaders. And Layla Knapp comes to the scorer's table to check in. Backdoor pass, too high, caught by the official, who had no choice but to catch that one, or otherwise he would have had a problem. Winchester's coming out. Knapp is in for her. One by one, Lenny's going to take these starters out. Zartman's still out there. Three different games this season. She's had 7 three-pointers in a game. She needs one more to get to that. Zartman crosses over left and right. Goes the basket with the left hand. No good. Vilma couldn't grab the rebound. It's grabbed by Stillman for Angola. Stillman off his screen. Will take it in the front court. Isabella Robertson, a sophomore, is in the game. Stillman, an off-balance 10-footer, banked, no good. Rebound grabbed by Zartman for the Lady Tigers. Zartman races up the far side, past the scorer's table, past the three-point arc for a floating 10-footer. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Robertson for Angola. Stillman up the near side, crosses over, ball knocked away. She gets it back and then got run into by Kelsey Wren. I will say this, and I hope you appreciate the way I say this, it's sort of tongue-in-cheek and sort of not. For a girl who's not very big, Kelsey Wren is not very subtle. Which, generally, when she fouls you pretty good. And whistle. Here comes Lucy Andrew into the game for Warsaw. Zartman thinks she's coming out, and she's right. Brooke will finish her night with 22 points, 19 of which came before halftime. On the inbounds, it's Stillman, who finds a wide-open Holman, and she put it too high off the glass, no, got her own rebound, and it'll be tipped to the sideline out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Tigers. We are not to the 35-point threshold yet. We're 4 points away from that. Stay tuned after the game, final scoring, final stats. Conversation with Lenny Krebs, another special guest on the inbound. Caswell slips it back for Stillman for three, and it's good. Stillman hits a three-pointer. She's got 9 points. Vilma picks up her dribble and traveled in the process. Delaney was going to pass it and then realized that the player she wanted to pass it to was nowhere close to being open. And she changed feet a couple times there. Out of bounds. To Angola, with Warsaw leading by a 64-36 count. High pick and roll, Stillman down to the block, lost the ball, knocked away by Vilma, and rolled out of bounds by Delaney. It'll be out of bounds to Angola once again. Lenny Krebs still fighting for the fight here. Thought that Vilma got knocked over, wasn't able to pick up the ball. Thought there should have been a foul there. Robertson outside the lane got fouled by the Lady Tigers. Knepp looks guilty. And that's because she is. That's her first. No real foul problems for the Lady Tigers. No real problems at all tonight for the Warsaw Lady Tigers. Free throw up and no good by Robertson. The bench, you got Neely, Winchester, Bricker, and Zartman all gathered around talking about things. Robertson missed both. Rebound to Vilma for Warsaw. Delaney up the middle to a cutting Wren. Now back out to Lucy Andrew. Now to Vilma, right of the key beyond the arc. Near side Wren, wide open. 21-footer, no good. And the rebound will go into the bench, grabbed by Lenny Krebs. Showing you the hands that got him a college scholarship out of Fairfield High School. And you know, I started to say where he went. He transferred, I'm pretty sure. I want to say Valparaiso. I want to say he went to Valpo or someplace like that. And then transferred to Grace. And Grace is grateful for it. Wren with a steal. Halfway through the fourth. Warsaw 64, Angola 36. Andrew to Wren. Right side to Chastain. To Vilma, around to Knepp. Out to Andrew between the circles. Right side to Vilma. Looking for cutters, nobody's open. So Delaney will drive in and shoot from 12 and miss it. Lucy Andrew, the rebound, and then she threw it to nobody. She thought there was somebody out there on the right wing. There was nobody there, out of bounds, to Angola. Three and a half minutes to go. Caswell across the line to the right. Into the court of Holman. Both teams, given the score, have an unusual number of starters and regular people in the game. Bad pass. And out of bounds to Warsaw. McClure back in. You have Isabella Reinerd coming out along with Holman. They still have Caswell in the game. Still have Stillman in the game. And they do have people with quarters on the bench. Knapp. Backdoor cut. Ran in the lane. Double team. Back out to Andrew. Lucy, in regular play, would have been considered open for a three-point shot, but three-point shooting's not her game. She's about stealing and driving and getting opportunities that way. Right side, Vilma. Inside, Chastain. There again, Lusty caught the ball down in the corner, had a wide open shot, said, I don't think so. Wren across to Andrew. Looks right, throws it back to the middle for Chastain. Into the corner, Wren, open and shooting and hitting. Her second three of the game. She's got six. 67-36 Warsaw, 2:30 left. Left corner for McClure. McClure bounces out for Stillman. Stillman picks up her dribble against Chastain. Cross-court pass for Caswell. She shoots for three. That's no good. Vilma the rebound, and she takes off. Vilma, one on four. Drives in. Had her shot blocked by Oberlin. And Angola heads out the other way. Three on three the other way. Caswell drives in. Foul called on the Lady Tigers. Warsaw's got two more players waiting at the scorer's table. Chastain with the foul, her second. Caswell's their leading scorer at 10 a game. She makes these two. She'll be there. A lighthearted moment. I'll tell you what happened here in just a second after Caswell shoots the first free throw. First one's up and good. The referee looked back at Delaney and said, you have to back up. And she didn't understand. She was standing inside the three-point arc behind the free throw shooter. And then she realized where she was standing. She had no idea where she was at that moment. Delaney Villa comes out her final game here on the home court. Chastain also out. Sammy Rastrelli in for the Lady Tigers. Also, Kaylee Goheen in from the junior varsity team. Caswell, the only starter still in the game, I think, now for either team. Nope, check that. Stillman's still out there. One of them is going to come out here if that free throw goes in, and it did. She makes both free throws. She has 10, 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. 67-38, Warsaw, 2:04 to go. Warsaw tops the 60-point mark once again. That's their 12th time in 21 games this season. The offense has been the thing. Hand back to Andrew. Andrew to the far side with Strelli. She'll drive in the lane, shoot it up on the run. They're going to say it's a clean block, and then a foul on the rebound against the Lady Tigers. Rastrelli's momentum carried her into McClure, and she knocked her into next week. And it'll be out of bounds to the team in purple. Oh, nope, no it won't. Free throw's coming up here for the Lady Hornets. Again, Lenny Krebs referred to it in the pregame show. This is a program that's had some really good basketball in the last 10 years. And they had the change of coach last spring. And they got a good one. Dave Panic's going to be a good coach. They're going to succeed here. And I think we're going back up there on the Thursday before the sectional next year. So I know their gym's really nice. I'm looking forward to going up there and broadcasting. That's kind of a bucket list thing. McClure misses both. Rebound to Wren. Rides down in the lane. Fakes. Throws it out. Rastrelli for three. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Angola, and we're going to have a held ball. Arrow to Angola. Sarah Smith is coming into the game for the Lady Hornets. A lot of lakes up Angola way, too. If you are a fisherman or somebody who likes to recreate on a lake, you can probably find a pretty good one up there in the northeast corner of county. Warsaw by 29, 67-38. Back to a pass. Well, how'd that get in there? Then a high pass out top thrown by Reinhard. Now to Smith. I'll swing it down to the corner for McClure. She'll dribble out the wing against Knapp. Now throws it out to the top for Reinhard. Ava off a high screen. Lobs inside. Goheen got a hand on it and tipped it off the end line out of bounds. Fun night here. It's great to have Grace Berger here. Huge fan of her. Glad she's with the Fever. Fascinated to see what will happen with the number one pick. Unlike what the Bears are going to do with the number one pick, the number one pick's going to be easy, but it's a question of, is she going to go to the WNBA or not? Spinning down the lane is Reinhard. Three no good by McClure. Rebound's going to go out of bounds and belong to Warsaw. Because the object of everyone's affection when it comes to basketball is Caitlin Clark from Iowa. And Caitlin can go back to Iowa next season if she wants. The question is, how and this sounds very crass, but how good is the NIL money in Iowa City? If it's pretty good, she might just stay there, because right now she's the queen of basketball. Wren, left side, three-pointer, no good. Goheen the rebound. She'll fake and shoot and miss it. Wren again the rebound, 30 seconds. Knapp wide open. She had a wide open three, passed it up. Now to Andrew. Andrew picks up her dribble, lobs down in. Good catch by Goheen. She had her shot blocked from behind. Wren comes out of there with it, 20 seconds. To Andrew, around to Rastrelli. Now with 15 seconds. And it looks like Warsaw might just hold it and run it out. 10 seconds to go. Knapp's got the ball. Warsaw will finish 14-7. They will win their last six games of the regular season as the clock runs out to zero and the regular season is over. Warsaw 67, Angola 38. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins tonight 67-38. They go 6-0 after January 1st and head into the postseason with a 14-7 record. For Angola, they fall to 13-9. Their win streak ends at 4. They score this way. Aspen Sutton, 2. Also, Ava Reinard, 3. Macy Oberlin, 5. Bailey Holman, 9. And Kaylee Caswell finished as their leader with 10 points. For Warsaw, Alexis Neely, 2. Delaney Villema, 1. Kelsey Wren, 6. And then the big three in double figures again. Brooke Winchester, 14. Jocelyn Bricker, 22. And Brooke Zartman with 22. Warsaw led it after one, 23-7. Angola fought back hard in the second quarter. Pretty impressive, especially offense quarter by them. They scored 17 points, but Warsaw scored 18 and led 41-24 at halftime. Warsaw scored Angola 19-7 in the third. The score after three was 60-31. Both teams scored 7 in the fourth quarter, and Warsaw wins at 67-38. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 50-25. Kevin Bragg's team finished the year at 14-5. And when you look at who they lost to, it's pretty understandable the games that they lost. 67-38. Warsaw wins the varsity game. Final stats brought to you by Oliver Brigand and Company. Next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 67, Angola 38. Time for the final stats brought to you by Oliver Brigand and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Brigand and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbrigand.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Warsaw 26 of 51, that's 51%, 11 of 26 from three-point range. That puts them at 195, and that ties the school record for three-pointers made in a season that they set 1 year ago. Warsaw was just 4 out of 7 at the free throw line. For Angola, 13 of 46 from the field, that's 28%, 4 of 17 from three-point range, 8 out of 16 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 33-32. Turnovers, Warsaw had 2 turnovers in the entire second half. They finished with 10, and Angola had 9 in the second half and finished with 24. Individually for Warsaw, Brick Zartman, 7 of 16 for the field, 6 of 11 for three-point range, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. She finished with 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 5 steals. Jocelyn Bricker, 10 of 13 for the field, 1 of 3 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. She finished with 22 points, as did Zartman. Bricker with 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. Lenny Krebs is up here in the press box, and once again, he looks very, very soggy. You need a raincoat, pal. We need to put one up here so that you have it when you go back down.
I am disappointed. Remember how I said we had the best managers there are? Somehow they can't figure out that they need to empty the water bottles when the game is over. Why is there so much water in the water bottles by the time the game's over?
That's fantastic. Well, this is a hard game, right? This is kind of that game where you know what the goal is. The goal is to get out alive and have everybody walking healthy and all their fingers working and their noses are pointed in the right direction. And play well, and your girls played really well.
You know, we talked before the game that this was a message game for people in sectional. How are we going to finish this last game? You know, the fact that we finished 2024 not losing in games says something about this team. And the hard times that they went through earlier in the year, they persevered. That's a life skill. Learn to persevere when things get tough. And that's the thing I could admire about this team is they found a way. You know, you look at Christmas after the holiday tourney, we're looking at we could be setting 8-8 after Northridge. And, you know, the girls regrouped and found a way. I'm proud of them and their effort. And they just continue to work hard and get better every day.
From the hop, too, right from the very tip, the girls were really focused, and you could tell.
You know, they were definitely focused. You know, we challenged them. This is the last time we get to play on this floor this year. How do you want to be remembered? We're never going to have the same group dynamic again. You know, I've got Delaney standing here beside me, our one senior. Even though we have a lot of kids coming back, the dynamics of this group is never going to be the same. And this is one last opportunity to play on this floor together. And I thought the girls responded in an amazing fashion to that challenge.
I know this is a crazy question to ask, but I'm going to ask it, and you can slap me at school tomorrow if you want. You got to feel like your girls are ready for next week, right?
You know, we're ready. I just challenged them a little bit in the sense of we need to practice with a little bit of anger, a little bit of chip on our shoulder because – you know, we beat Northridge here, and I thought we beat them in a fashion that said we deserve to win this game, and they're still favored. Have a little bit of anger there. Have a little bit of desire. Let's use that as motivation. It's Northridge's sectional. They're the reigning sectional champs. We need to go on the hunt and make it a challenge to get that sectional from them. It's theirs until they lose it, just like NLC title is ours until we lose it. We're going to go on the hunt next week.
I knew it would be emotional, so I didn't want to have Delaney up here on Saturday during senior night, but I wanted her to come up tonight, and I wanted you to talk about her just for a second and the season that she's had and what she's meant to Tiger basketball.
You know, I said this at the senior night banquet, and, you know, Roger, you're a witness of this. How many kids wait until partway through their junior year before they play varsity basketball in today's world? It's unheard of because if you're not going to give me what I want right now as a freshman, as a sophomore, and even last year she didn't get the minutes that she wanted, and she stuck with it. Coming into her senior year, she had an injury that could have been a year-long injury, you know. She continued to work and to rehab and to make progress getting back. And that just speaks volumes to the character of this young lady. I'm so proud of her and who she is. If I had an all-character team, Delaney Villema would be on it. I can't speak highly enough of her and her character. Just I'm so proud of the young lady that she's become.
One of the things I noticed, kiddo, as we turn to you, is every day of practice, you were always here. You were always involved. You couldn't run because of your leg,
yeah. But
you were always here, and you were always out on the floor as they were doing defensive positioning. You were out there part of the passing unit that was mm-hmm. past the ball. Why?
Well, it was kind of hard watching, like, my teammates play, and I couldn't really do much. So I tried to do, like, the little things that would at least help in practice. Like, even if it didn't seem like it was a big deal, it was to me because at least I was part of the team. Like, I didn't feel like I was just watching and standing. I was at least doing something to participate, even though, because I didn't know how quick I was going to recover or how bad it was going to be. So when I got to do little things like that and, like, shooting on the side, like, in my chair, like, just working on little things, it helped me now to do the little things in games and other practices because I know how it was like when I was just watching and
take me back to that place right before the new year. You guys go to Center Grove, things aren't going well, mm-hmm. you lose two close games there, mm-hmm. you get on the bus and come home, and it's like, man, that team couldn't have been lower. What was it like on that bus ride home, and how did things turn into what they've become?
I mean, I feel like we had a lot of kind of hard times during the season, and that I feel like was one of the bigger ones. I mean, we went and we played a tough schedule, which we all knew we might come out with losses, like a lot of them, and which we did. But honestly, I think we did better than we thought we could. And when we came on the bus, I feel like we still had the positive mindset, and we're like, okay, well, we have the next games. Like, even though we know we're better, we just have off days, and we've had a lot of rough times. So I feel like we kind of came closer after that and leaned on each other.
I know that in your 3 years, shooting was not your strongest mm-hmm. facet of your game. But you came back from a leg injury, which rarely happens, and you shot the ball really, really well. How much did you work on that, or could you work on that, in that time when you were injured?
Well, I started working on it in the summer. Like, I would go to the Y and shoot and different things. When I got injured then, beginning of season, around August, after they cleared me from, like, crutches, or actually when I was on crutches, I would sit on a chair on the sideline when they were doing shooting drills, so I was at least part of it. I would sit in my chair doing form shooting, just working on that, because I feel like that was mainly why my shot was off, was just my form was off. So I worked on my form shooting. After I got off crutches, I worked into doing form shooting standing up and working my way back, and it ended up just getting better after that. So
what does it mean to you now that the next time you wear the uniform could be the last? What does it mean, and what has it meant to you to be a Lady Tiger?
I think the biggest thing is just, I mean, obviously I didn't get, like, the seasons I wanted every year. Like, I wish I got more, but I know I put in a lot of work, and I feel like the biggest thing I got out of it was just my teammates. Like, I've gotten really close with every single one of the girls, and, like, when I was a freshman, like, we weren't as close. Like, I wasn't close with everyone. But now, like, I think it was a younger group and we were closer in age. I feel like that had a lot to do with, like, relationships and how, like, yeah, how we all bond together. I feel like that was, like, the most important to me. It was just getting to play with all of them, I would say. So.
Well, it goes without saying. I know he's proud of you, and I'm really proud of you, too. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you for having a smile every time I walk in the practice. Every day you walk by in the hallway, I always get a hey. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Delaney Villema, the Warsaw Lady Tigers, you got anything you want to add to that?
I challenge the people to find a higher character person than this young lady standing beside me. I can go home and sleep at night knowing that when she leaves here, she knows how to handle hard. She knows how to handle struggle. She knows how to handle the curves in life. And that's what this is all about. I feel good about that, and knowing that she's learned that and that she's going to pass that on to future generations. She's meant a lot to this program, and she's an example that we can look back on and go, that's what I'm talking about, what it means to be a true teammate and a person of high character who will accept their role, whether they like it or not. She accepted it. She bought into it. And, you know, like I said, if I had an all-character team, no doubt Delaney Villema would be on it. I'm proud of this young lady. I love her dearly.
67-38, Warsaw wins tonight over Angola to wrap up the regular season. We'll come back with more next on News Now Warsaw. Let's give you a few scores right now, and then we'll finish up in just a couple minutes. These are girls' scores. Final, Concord beat Prairie Heights 70-39. Goshen leads Mishawaka 35-29. That's in the third quarter. That may not seem significant to you, but it is to the conference, because the winner of that game will not finish last, and so that's a big deal. Penn leads Northwood 51-28. That's in the fourth quarter. Also, Whitco, at last check, led Wawasee 21-8. If you're not into what's going on at Whitco, they've had a really, really good season. They won the TRC this year, and if they just were in a different sectional, they'd feel a lot better about it, but Whitco's had a great season this year. Maybe there's hope on the way for the Wildcat program. Well, there was a while where they had like 9 players in the whole program, and now it's come back around. That's great. Valley leads Manchester 31-24. That's in the third quarter, and that's on 107.3. So if you're looking for something to do when we sign off, that's something that you can do right there. We will set you up for the sectional on Tuesday, and we'll do that next on News Now Warsaw. Time to finish up. Time to go home. The regular season is over again. Thanks to the athletic department. Thanks to the janitorial staff. Thanks to all the game workers and the ticket takers and everybody here at the Tiger Den. Part of the fun of this job is interacting with them, and I get a chance to do something with the girls' games that I don't the boys, because we broadcast the boys, JV. I get a chance to roam around, talk to the Timmins, talk to people at the scores table, talk to the visiting radio people. The girls' games are fun because I get to interact more with other people. So I just want to thank everybody who came to the game tonight and who's come to Tiger Basketball, who have listened all season long, because on Tuesday, this starts getting really hard. We go to Northridge to play Northridge at 6 on Tuesday. If we win, we play Elkhart at 6 on Friday. And if we win that, we play at 6 in the championship on Saturday. So tonight, Warsaw 67, Angola 38. Again, the Lady Tigers 14-7 on the season, winners of their last 6 of the regular season. They finished the home record at 8-2 and tie the school record for three-pointers in a season with 11 more. They now have 195, just like they did 1 year ago. And if they get one next Tuesday, they will break their own school record from the year before. Thanks to Steve back at the station. A job well done, as always. Again, the final here, Warsaw 67, Angola 38. Dave Ramsey's coming up next.